This is episode 32 of the Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. The Average Network takes you now to the spotty, smelly Batcave, where we find Count Cheney, Dr. Henry's Head, and George talking to L. Paul Bremer and General Abizade in Baghdad via the Batcave video phone link.
He's right, Dick. Were them spots on the wall? Designer mold. Don't you like it?
Designer mold?
Yes. Lynette Jennings recommended it. Very she-she, I'm led to believe.
Huh. Kinda ugly.
It looks rather unhealthy.
Yes, it does. Rumsfeld chose the patterns. Ah, here we are. Well, Jerry, how is Baghdad today?
It's actually quieter than usual. Rumsfeld isn't coming here, is he?
I believe you are on his itinerary. Why?
Oh, dear.
Whenever Don comes around, the violence level rises to almost unacceptable levels.
Well, that's why we got him, ain't it?
Actually, yes.
It's valuable having him there. All that nice violence distracts from our oil dealings.
Well, something better. I think these folks are wising up.
If they do, they'll just have to release another hen-picked leader. That will keep them arguing among themselves until, oh, May at least.
Doctor, are you sure this chaos is in our interest?
Of course it is. You don't think people are just going to hand our resources over to us, do you? Look what happened to the Spanish Empire. If you don't distract people, they raise childish objections.
Even when our cause is so obviously just, honorable, and for their own darn good.
See? Even George can learn the mentor.
Well, I said that to the Nuclear Polluters Summit in the South last week. Idaho, Mr. President. Right, one of them cities. We made a bunch of bread.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what about the violence here? You can see my office.
He's got a hole behind the camera you could drive a vacation-laden Hummer through.
With surfboards and ski poles?
That's right.
Ooh, dear.
Not the one with the extended luggage rack, though.
Well, that's a relief. They haven't gotten you yet, have they, Jerry? Are we feeding people? Giving them power? That sort of thing?
Sometimes there's power almost everywhere at once. Sometimes the water is hot and cold at the same time.
It's fancy. Yesterday, my cold water pipes had hot coffee.
It was a change. It wasn't really very good coffee, though. Mr. President, sirs, Ahmed Chalabi wants a bigger cut. He's threatening to talk.
Let him. We blamed the lousy pre-war intel on him and claim we've been protecting his reputation. The locals hang him. We come out looking passable, if not great.
Then we distract them with another leader. Don and Wolfowitz is pushing for Mel Gibson.
If he were Muslim, he'd be blowing things up and making movies about it.
Nevertheless, Henry, there are quite enough Catholics in Washington with their nasty little crucifixes.
Now, Richard, think about it. A fundamentalist Catholic would confuse the Iraqis for decades. It's not practicable, of course, but it is an intriguing idea.
Gentlemen, please, every 2 days I have to move my office when the old one gets shot away.
That's very interesting, Jerry. Your point?
There's only 2 more floors I can move to. The hotel's been completely shot away.
He's right, sirs. It's a mess. Think Miami, 1986. Maybe a little more disco.
Move to another hotel, dear boy.
We are running out of hotels, and the army took all the palaces.
Come on, Jerry. The kids deserve some nice stuff. They have to drink Ooey and Gooey Hussein's whiskey and read the old man's collection of Richie Rich comics.
Sounds as though they are slacking off to me.
How long did you serve in the military, Dick?
That's hardly a fair question, General Abizade.
He says during Nam, he was doing important stuff.
He's right. We were trying to teach Nixon how to run the world. But Nixon was never malleable enough.
And he was crazy.
Details.
You two got a lot of nerve calling somebody else nuts.
There are different kinds of crazy, George. Some people even think you are sane.
Well, I showed him in Iraq, didn't I? Yes, George. Look out, Jerry! Well, almost got you that time.
Look, They shot my autographed photo of Barry Manilow.
That's probably for the best, Jerry. You were too attached to it anyway.
If it was your autographed Ditsy Dozen poster...
A dirty dozen, Jerry.
Whatever. That would upset you.
Yes. Yes, it would.
Jerry, we are trying to get you some assistance. Perhaps some new Kevlar vests. Talk to Rumsfeld when he arrives.
I'll try, but it's difficult. It's always noisier when Don's here.
We have some surplus gas masks we can sell you.
Do they have earplugs?
You shall just have to live with the noise for now, Ambassador Bremer. We need to concentrate on our next, conquest. Why won't I go after Cuba?
George, we have to follow a natural order. Iran has handed us some opportunities that we really need to investigate.
You told me we wasn't going after no more Arab countries till after the election. On account of PR? Well, opportunity, George. One must strike while the blood is hot. Mustn't one? Well, I don't want to think about that. Let's just invade someplace. Hell, that's more fun than even firing folks.
First, we need a good target for terrorists, but we need to minimize casualties. We can't afford major VPs this time. We need a big public target that no one goes to, that will anger rather than sentimentalize.
We were thinking of Legoland. You sure anybody'd notice? Good point. I still think we should arrange something against those precious whales the leftists are always on about. Nasty, wet creatures.
Well, if we go after a nuclear power plant, we can poison the whales and ruin some of their precious coastlines.
Well, that could lead to backlash, Doctor. He's right, Henry. And what are we supposed to do?
Excuse me, I keep forgetting you are there. Stay the course, gentlemen.
That's going to get us killed.
Into each life a little rain must fall, Ambassador Bremer.
Herr Doctor!
I just follow orders. Good. Go away.
Can't we find anyone to run a wreck who isn't a whiner?
Maybe we could get Colin Powell to take it. He's pretty upset about you guys always second-sighting him anyway.
Second-guessing? No, he's too smart. And we can't allow anyone in who might actually rule the place. We need to find a delicate balance between squeezing them dry and not appearing to.
Oh, by the way, Henry, I received a postcard from Saddam. He'd like to know if he can make an American deal for his satellite chat show.
I would rather he didn't until after we kill him. It would be embarrassing. Tell him to wait a few months, then go ahead. We'll tell him when.
Saddam? Ain't we gonna capture him? I thought we got it worked out. I get to capture him. Personal. No, actually, you'll get to kill him. Well, not him, of course. One of his doubles. The real Saddam is hosting a chat show on one of Rupert Murdoch's channels. You'll like killing the chap, George. You'll get to use your matched coat 45 set from Chuck Heston's grandmother. Hey, neat.
She's always so thoughtful.
Well, I ain't gonna be in no danger, am I?
Of course not. Neither of you will be. You'll both be using blanks, and the only reporter on scene will be Robert Novak. He does as he's told.
He has to. His imagination stopped working when Herbert Hoover died. Well, it's been fun talking to y'all. I gotta go. Me and Ashcroft's gotta watch Johnny Bravo in a while. Then he gonna teach me to shoot a six gun.
What a wonderful idea. You with a gun.
Yeah.
Good night, George.
Night, Dick. Night, Henry. Good night, George. I hope he doesn't shoot himself. I told Ashcroft to use blanks, but he doesn't listen.
Oh, well, if there's an accident, you feign a heart attack, we turn everything over to Hastert. He's not as easy as George, but I'm sure you could handle him, Richard.
Hastert is full of blood. Yes, I could handle him.
That is enough detail, Richard. Put me back in my hatbox. I'm playing virtual chess with Vlad Putin.
Is he any good?
Certainly better than Elliot Abrams or Andy Card.
Perhaps he can join us in the 34th annual Unmitigated Scoundrels Round Robin Tournament down at CIA.
I don't think an ex-KGB Russian would feel entirely at home at Langley, Richard.
No, perhaps you're right. Come along, I'm late for dinner. Lynn and I are sharing a nice fashion model who isn't even a junkie.
The Average Network has brought you episode 32 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob and the gang down at K. Ned's Kathmandu Coffee Klatch on Klezmer Boulevard in Claveman County. All celebrities were hammered into shape by the Thundering Tights acrobatic team and tested for safety. This is Pablo T. Flies, staying extremely tuned.